You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
What's up? You're tuned in to the Rooftop Farming update from the Brooklyn Grange, and we are on the line with Ben Flanner. Ben, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going really well.
Great. So what's been happening this week?
Well, this week at the farm, we are still hurrying up and waiting for seeds to germinate. In the last couple of weeks, we planted a lot of kale, chard, spigarello, onions, and they're starting to come slowly but steadily. They're starting to pop out of their little seedling holes and start to grow into the bigger plants that we're waiting for them to become. They're all in our greenhouse. Yesterday, we began digging out the beds at the farm on Northern Boulevard in Queens. We're resizing them slightly, so it's a little bit more of a sculpting process, and we got the tape measures and the guide pieces and such. They're more than 40 inches right now, but we're bringing them down to 40 inches. That's a good width for a bed because it's very reasonable to reach the middle, and it's also it fits with certain tools that we use very well. So we set up twine and we stretch it real tight and attach it to bricks and measure it out to make sure that everything is straight and consistent. And then we have 16-inch walkways between the beds, which is also a good amount. So it's not too big because obviously you're not utilizing the space for production in your walkways. So you want them small, but you also want them large enough that they're still functional. So we've been working on that. That's exciting because we're excited. We'll get another 30 or so growing beds out of the whole farm once we resize it. And it's a sign that we're getting ready for spring. Sure was windy, though, yesterday, digging those things out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A couple times it kind of like catches your whole body and you're down coat and it's like, whoa, all right, still here, feet still on the ground. And then another thing that we're doing this week is we're going to get our chickens. We sent them off on a vacation this winter up to Massachusetts to Chase's neighbor because he has a bigger flock and he has heat lamps and things like that and a little better infrastructure for them in the winter. So we're going to get them back on Saturday night. So I thought we'd talk about our chickens.
Yeah.
That is half our chickens. And we also have 10 at the Navy Yard, which we kept up there this year kind of as an experiment. And it actually worked out great. They definitely got a bit cold on some of those colder days, but we had a little light to keep them warm. And we kept them fed, and those birds are looking real healthy. So the hodgepodge up at that's coming down from Massachusetts, which also lives at Northern Boulevard, consists of quite the little crew of urban chickens, and they're a lot of fun. And just in terms of functionality, we get delicious eggs from them with really, really bright orange yolks. We get a little bit of natural fertilizer from their manure, and we send them out to pick some insects out of the farm a couple times a year. And also, they're just a lot of fun. They're great for education when the kids' groups come up, and a nice, valuable experience for people that do spend a lot of time with us at the farm, et cetera. So probably the most interesting of our birds we received from a friend of the farm, and we named her Julia Child quite quickly because she was, we also called her Birdzilla, but she's a huge white classic bird. And she was deserted in Sunnyside. We think she was a meat bird that was on her way to the chopper, maybe got out of the truck somehow or something like that. But a friend named Jenny called and brought her over. So we have Birdzilla / Julia Child. And then we also have three chickens, which we were given to by Kathy Irway, who also has a show on Heritage. And they're three characters that during the day they hang out with the whole flock together, but every night they sleep together, and one of them actually sleeps on one of the other's shoulders half the time, or kind of like on her head. If you open up the coop in the middle of the night, you might see them in there cuddling.
Yeah, I've seen the picture. It's pretty adorable.
And then we also have one, it's a silky. And if anybody is sitting near their computer, they should Google silky real quick because it's not a bird that everybody is familiar with, but it's a beautiful, adorable little white bird that kind of looks like it should have a role on the Muppets roster. And she's really funny. She's broody, meaning that she likes to sit on the eggs. So silkies as a breed are actually often used as brooders or mothers to help incubate and keep the eggs warm because they're very, very attracted to their nest. And she was given to us by a friend named Peter Richter, who we met through the Queen's compost world. And Peter somehow has some avenue into getting all these animals, particularly from Belmont, from the woods in Long Island. And at one point in the spring when I was talking to him about it, he said, he should correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he said he had like five mice, white mice that they'd come up with. They were keeping as pets. And but anyways, he gets a lot of chickens, so he brought over the silky. He also brought over one which we quickly named Jackie Joyner. She was a Sussex, and she ran around at super speed. We brought her up to the farm. We let her out of the coop one day, and we never got her back in. We couldn't even come close to catch her. She's so fast and just ran over to the opposite end of the farm and hid in the corner. 3 days later, she was gone. We still never know what happened to her, but we did read an article about some chicken that eats bagels in Ridgewood or Elmhurst, and we still wondered if maybe that was her. And then sort of the last bit about the chicken. So that's the group. It's really funny to see them. We feed them rotten tomatoes. They love those. If we get a big tomato hornworm, which is like essentially a huge worm / caterpillar that lives on the tomatoes, and it's bad for the tomatoes, we love plucking those, and we get a little group around and chuck it into the chicken coop, and you see them basically play tug-of-war with it and run around with it and chase each other because it's quite the prize to have that tomato hornworm. And then the last is the group at the Navy Yard. They're a little bit more consistent. They're all from the same family, and they're all from the same place. We got those in the same load from Peter Richter, the man. They were all deserted at Belmont, just a tiny little chick. So we just don't even know the story behind it. But kudos to him for going out and saving deserted animals. They were about 6-8 days old when we got them. They were just tiny little, just had these soft little fuzzy cute feathers on them. Kept them warm under the light, fed them some nice mashed food and everything, and they grew up. And it was a lot of fun to see. It's right around the end of the summer when they were finally about 6-7 months old. They started laying eggs, and almost concurrently, maybe a month earlier, there was two brothers, and especially the alpha brother, the rooster, as he was starting to learn how to crow. It was amazing. He'd kind of just start out with like a, you know, just making a little noise like that, and it was this awkward kind of adolescent, like, he's squeaking a little bit and trying to get it, and then all of a sudden one day the sun came over the building right next to us and he just came out with a full-fledged cock-a-doodle-doo, and then we started worried that he was going to start impregnating all the women.
Wow.
He ended up not getting along with his brother as well. We didn't have quite a high enough ratio of women to men, so his brother had to go upstate.
Oh, man. That's it's like parenting a child.
I know, Animal Kingdom.
Unbelievable. Well, never a dull moment, man. Sounds like you guys got your hands full right now and as the season comes into full swing. So, Ben, thanks so much for the update, man.
Right.
All right, we'll talk to
great
you next week.
And
for more information on the Brooklyn Grange, you can always visit brooklyngrangefarm.com, and you can tune into Heritage Radio Network every week at 1:45 p.m. for the Rooftop Farming Update with Ben Flanner. Ben, we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.